From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a delay in passage of a key U.S. surveillance bill. The National Security Agency stopped collecting telephone data at midnight when the U.S. Senate failed to pass authorizing legislation. Supporters blamed Senator Rand Paul, a 2016 Republican presidential candidate, for the failure. The Kentucky senator blocked immediate passage of a House-approved measure that would have made modifications to the current data collection program. Those changes would have denied the NSA the right to collect telephone information on its own, but would have allowed it to request data from phone companies on a case-by-case basis. A White House spokesman was not pleased at the delay in passing the bill.
What we have said 4 weeks now is that the Senate's failure to act introduces unnecessary risk to the country and to our citizens.
The program is intended to help the government thwart terrorist attacks, but some view it as a violation of citizens' privacy rights. A U.S. journalist held in Yemen has been released, but details of his detention remain unclear. The United States is vowing to free more Americans in the country. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants drove a tank filled with explosives onto an Iraqi police base Monday, killing at least 37 people and injuring dozens. The suicide bombing near Samarra targeted security forces and triggered another explosion in an ammunition depot on the base. A spokesman for Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza said Monday the government will consider a request from East African leaders to postpone this month's presidential election. The request to delay the vote by at least 6 weeks came after an emergency summit on Sunday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an American woman who was denied a job because she wears a Muslim headscarf. Samantha Aloff brought her legal case in 2008 when Abercrombie and Fitch, a store in Oklahoma, rejected her for employment. The assistant manager said she was qualified to be hired, but a manager decided the headscarf would violate the store's dress code. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry headed home today from Europe after breaking his leg in a bicycling accident. Kerry was hospitalized in Geneva, Switzerland. After the accident Sunday, he will receive further treatment in Boston. Dozens of people were killed Monday in the Nigerian city of Onitsuka when a fuel tanker exploded at a crowded bus terminal. Many people were injured. Red Cross officials say the tanker veered out of control, perhaps due to brake failure. A severe heat wave gripping India is the second deadliest the country has experienced. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Scattered rain brought relief to a handful of places from scorching temperatures that have persisted for nearly 2 weeks across much of India. But across vast swaths of the country, the heat showed no signs of letting up. In the worst affected states, such as Andhra Pradesh, authorities issued advisories for people to stay in the shade. In many places, temperatures have hovered around 45 degrees Celsius. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, Mumbai.
There's growing concern in South Korea, China, and Hong Kong over a rising number of confirmed cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. Brian Patton takes a look.
The South Korean outbreak is the largest among countries outside the Middle East. As a precautionary measure, the South Korean Ministry of Health and Welfare said it has put under quarantine or special observation over 680 people who were exposed directly or indirectly to the MERS virus, which affects the respiratory system, causing flu-like symptoms. Hong Kong has also quarantined 18 people and isolated 17 more. And in China's Guangdong province, where there is one confirmed case of MERS, nearly 80 people have been isolated. Brian Patton, Seoul.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has pledged $18 million to help Vietnam buy American-made Coast Guard patrol boats to improve its maritime defense capabilities. Carter is in Vietnam to boost military ties. As part of that effort, he and his Vietnamese counterpart signed a vision statement Monday to guide the expansion of bilateral cooperation. That includes the U.S. helping Vietnam to prepare for taking part in U.N. peacekeeping operations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.